I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 191, Standing in the Need of Prayer. The Oak Ridge Boys used to sing Standing in the Need of Prayer. It goes like this. It's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father, not my mother, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Other verses continue the litany. Not the people that are shouting, not the members that are doubting, not the preacher, not the sinner, not the deacon, not the teacher, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. We want Jesus to live a life of love through us. And love looks in the mirror, not to puff up and preen with pride, but to see the very one in need of God. You know, it's easy to read the Bible and think of them, when really God means you. Let's take a new look at an old Bible story from a new angle. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of Scripture, ask a great question, and pray a thoughtful prayer. And then I'll give you a challenge as you carry out your T2G day. Stephen James, in his excellent book, Sailing Between the Stars, lays out a different approach to the prodigal son story. Here's his take. See what you think. He first mentions that in the three stories, you know, the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son, it appears that the father is the only one who doesn't go searching for what is lost. I mean, the shepherd goes looking for the one sheep, the woman turns her house upside down looking for the one lost coin, but the father, he seems to wait for the prodigal to come home. Another twist is the so-called prodigal himself. After he loses his fortune, he decides to return home. Now, most people think that that's the repenting part, but Stephen James doesn't. He writes, I know the scripture says he came to his senses, but that's his stomach, not his heart, that was sorry. He decides to return home and confesses his sin just to get a meal, not to ask for forgiveness. This guy's not repentant, he's famished. Well, podcast family, I'll let you chew on that one yourself, but what he writes next resonates with me. Now here's where the real story unfolds, because at last the dad does go searching for a lost sheep. He goes outside to invite the older brother into the party. He goes looking for a lost one after all. It's just not the son we thought that was lost. We thought the story was just about the first son, but it really is even more about the second. He lands the plane with this. This isn't a story about them, it's about us. The one partying with prostitutes isn't the lost son Jesus is talking about in this story. It's easy to miss that. The real story is about the one who refuses to be found. Well, podcast family, I don't really think it's about one or the other. I kind of think it's about both. But we often overlook the self-righteous prodigal to focus on the obvious one. Here's the great question. Is there a sense right now that you are pointing to them, shaking your head at those people, that you can't really see what God wants to say to you? Let's pray this prayer from my morning prayer time from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against your holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And apart from your grace, there's no health in us. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Spare all those who confess their faults. Restore all those who are penitent according to your promises declared to all people in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may now live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of your holy name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 192. And in the meantime, Paul called himself the chief of sinners. Having the humility to see our need and not just point fingers of judgment and shame at others is the first step toward T2G. Stephen James said, "The lost think they're found. The found realize how lost they are. You know, Jesus' parable doesn't tell us the ending. Did the older brother go into the party or not? It's up to each of us to say, "It's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord," standing in the need of prayer.